What do you think about legally requiring people to vote? A number of Democrats in the state legislature are standing behind a new proposal that would make voting compulsory. Approximately 25 countries currently follow this practice, but if lawmakers pass this bill, Washington State would become the first in the country to follow suit. But as correspondent Tom Bonsi reports, Republicans in Olympia say the idea is un-American.
Democratic State Senator Sam Hunt says he got the idea for what he calls universal civic duty voting from a recently published book titled 100% Democracy. The Senate Majority Leader mailed him a copy last year.
As a member of the Senate, once the Majority Leader sends you something, he sort of gets your attention. So I read the book and it piqued an interest with me.
So much so, Hunt had the concept of mandatory voting turned into a legislative proposal. The pending bill would require all eligible Washingtonians to register to vote. Then when your ballot comes in the mail, you'd be legally required to return it for every primary and general election, although there would be no punishment if you don't. You could also cast a blank ballot if you wanted, or get off the voter roll permanently by filling out a conscientious objector form.
Just like paying taxes and signing up for the draft for all males, it's just another civic duty that we would require people to do.
Backers of universal voting argue it would reduce divisiveness and polarization in politics by prompting candidates to appeal to a broader electorate.
Democracy and voting is a basic part of our country, and the more we get involved, I think the better and the stronger our government is.
This, to me, is an unconstitutional, un-American distraction.
That's State Senator Jeff Wilson, the ranking Republican on the State Government and Elections Committee. That panel will be the first to scrutinize this proposal. Wilson foresees legal trouble in compelling people to speak through their vote.
Of course you have the right to speak. You have the right to vote, but you have also the same right to not. Sometimes silence is golden. Sometimes silence can be measured. But it certainly shouldn't be expected in the form of a ballot.
Even though there's no penalty for failure to vote, Wilson still objects.
There's no consequence now, but what would keep it from becoming a consequence later? That's something to be very concerned about.
About 24 foreign countries required their citizens to vote, either with or without a penalty. Backers of universal voting often hold up Australia as their model. It has one of the highest rates of voter turnout in the world, at over 90%. It enforces its rule with a fine of 20 Australian dollars, around $14 US.
I don't really think at this point it's a fear of a fine that's driving people to the booth. The very large majority of the voting public in Australia supports compulsory voting. They want to participate.
That's Australian journalist Amelia Ballinger speaking with Sky News. Meanwhile, University of Sydney research fellow Sarah Cameron told the BBC that compulsory voting could tilt elections to the left.
In countries with voluntary voting, people of lower socioeconomic status are less likely to turn out to vote. These are groups that are more likely to support parties on the left. So the effect is that when voting is compulsory, parties on the left benefit.
Some American scholars dispute that. They cite surveys of non-voters, which show them splitting fairly evenly in partisan preferences here. There's also a question whether a legal requirement to vote is even needed. U.S. states that vote by mail, like Washington and Oregon, have higher voter turnout than some countries that have mandatory voting. In Olympia, the compulsory voting legislation has a long road ahead, but it does have co-sponsorship from nearly half of the Democratic majority in the state Senate. Chief sponsor Senator Hunt says that compulsory voting might be one of those ideas that takes a couple sessions for lawmakers and the public to warm up to. Washingtonians can weigh in on January 31st when the state Senate holds a public hearing. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.